5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Thank you.
That's great.
Clap.
Are you reading lyrics?
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
I just discovered that song.
Celine Dion.
You know that?
Celine Dion.
You know that?
From Titanic.
It's great.
Yeah.
The vocal range on that bitch, Canadian bitch, is fucking legit, bro.
She goes
high, low, and she does a little treble shit. All that stuff. I can't even fucking touch it, man. She's a talented.
She's very talented.
But you know who else is talented?
Who?
Our guest tonight.
Oh, oh shit.
Oh shit, we got Awkwafina in the house.
Yes.
Oh man, let me say something right now, man.
Okay.
Before we even start, is that like Kalila was like, you gotta get Awkwafina, you gotta be on our show. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know how. But then I did your show. It was so good.
It was good.
Thanks for inviting me on
you
it.
You were like the best guest ever.
Oh, why?
Oh, tell me more, please.
You were like super chill and funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can I call you Nora or Awkwafina?
You can call me Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to wake up early, huh?
Yeah, I wake up fucking early as shit.
Like 4?
Like probably before that.
Are you normally a night person?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it you? So you're, can we talk about the movie you're shooting or no?
It's not a movie. It's like a bit part in like a show.
Oh, you're doing a bit part tomorrow on a show.
A bit part. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't talk about the show.
I mean, probably is Future Man.
Oh yeah. Future Man.
Yeah. I actually don't know if I can talk, but I mean,
yeah, you can.
Okay.
I know it's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a trailer out. Comic-Con put a trailer out.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I also auditioned for that show.
Really?
We drove all the way over there. I memorized everything.
You did
and
then, so well.
And I walked out and I go, I think I got it.
He didn't.
No, because even the casting director, you probably didn't audition. You got an offer.
It was like a really last minute thing during their reshoots.
Yeah.
It's me and Paul Scheer.
Oh God, just fucking talent galore right there. You and Scheer, holy shit.
I fucking love Paul Scheer.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's gotta get some hair. Why not? I mean, you can get the thing, right?
I mean, he looks great. I think he's very attractive.
He is kinda cute, huh?
He's cute, yeah.
So when you fill out forms, do you say you're Chinese or you're Korean?
Mm.
When I fill out forms, like usually they don't break that up. You know?
Oh, they don't. Do they say Asian, right?
Asian / Pacific Islander.
Yeah,
but if somebody goes, hey, what are you?
Is that a Native American?
Yeah, when American.
How are you? Excuse me. Ching chong.
What Asian are you? Yeah. I say Chinese Korean and people don't really know how to take it. They're just like,
Your mom's Korean.
Mom was Korean, yeah.
Mm.
See how we did some research?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. Wikipedia. Yeah. Shout out to Wikipedia.
Did you see that? No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't
your
do Wikipedia.
Your mix too, right?
Yeah.
What was your mix?
Well, I could tell you.
Oh, well, his version is different than mine because he doesn't want me to be part of
Egyptian. She's half French, okay, and half yellow monkey.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Filipino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I'm actually Egyptian too, but he doesn't want to admit
she's
that.
Why not?
She's French.
Egyptians are a great people.
Yeah.
Nora, she's fucking French.
Okay, that's, yeah. You're,
for him to get erect, I have to be
you
French.
Have to be French. did you like speak what? Shitty French to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's hot.
I have nothing against Egyptians. I'm kidding. She's half Egyptian.
Oh, great.
And
a
half
quarter.
Filipino. Yeah.
That's a great mix.
It is.
Mm, that's way better than mine. Mine's basically just incest.
Well, I'm full blooded, Corinne. How do you think I feel?
No, I mean, something fancy. Right. You know, and you're the sun, so.
Oh,
you know, you get
she
that
spun
love.
It. You see that?
You get that love.
So you started off, how did you start?
You're from Queens, right?
I'm from Queens, yeah. I wrote a song, like I started learning GarageBand when I was like 16 when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was really into like making hip hop beats, and I eventually learned Logic and Label and Ableton, so I wrote that song when I was like 19 and like in college, and 6 years later I was working at like a publishing house, and it was a kind of shitty job, and my boss, someone was like, let's make this a video, like let's turn it into a video, and I was like, I can't because I like work at this job and it's embarrassing and I'm trying to like, you know, and so he was like, well, why don't you just wear glasses?
Yeah.
Nice. And I was like, totally, that makes sense.
Love this origin story.
My boss ended up finding out about it and then like kind of fired me.
No.
Yeah.
So you Clark Kented it.
Yeah, you
I Clark Kented it.
Yeah.
I lived off unemployment and got like an off the book job, which was lit.
Right.
Every
what was
week
it?
I worked at a vegan bodega. Well, that wasn't lit, but just like being able to get unemployment right. and work an off the books job.
Yeah, that's how you do the system.
Yeah, that's it. Because you don't have to pay taxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So fuck the man.
You taking in that unemployment
right.
money.
Right. Hear that IRS? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you.
Hot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, you know, it had like 8,000 views at that time. My
oh,
badge.
Wow.
And then it just started going viral. So that's
oh,
how it started.
God. So that went viral, right? Yeah. And then in your heart at that time, do you think, I'm going to be, you know, a pop, like a singer? Or did you, you do everything now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. I thought that maybe if people did find out, it'd be like a kind of a tan mom kind of situation, you know? Where people will be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's why she's Asian. Yeah, and so I didn't really know... But a lot of older women really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like Midwest Housewives really like that song.
Yeah.
And I guess at that time, like the landscape of the internet was so that a video like that could go viral, where I don't think now it could.
Mm. What? Because the comments, it's like
saturated.
Too much saturation.
It's oversaturated.
Yeah. Yeah. What year was that then?
That was 2012.
Ah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm
23. Yeah, you're 23. Yeah. And so then you did that, and then when did your talk show start? Right after that?
Yeah, I mean, like pretty much right after that, I got approached. Because, like, I guess people saw me as this kind of like internet, like a Viner kind of person.
Right.
When, like, I'm not. So, yeah. But I feel like that's how people, like, you know, that came about. And yeah, after that, like, I got on MTV on the show called Girl Code.
Yeah. Who was on that? Do we know? Was
Jade. Oh, Jade.
Jade Catapretta, yeah. Right?
Yeah, Jade talks about you all the time.
I love Jade.
Jade's the fucking best, man.
And then Esther Koo, was she on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the same year?
Yeah.
We love her.
Love you, Esther. Love you, Esther. Shout out, Esther.
Shout
Koo,
out,
man.
Shout out.
We love you. We love you. She's the best.
She's the best.
She is the best, yeah. We talked about her last. What was that? Was that last week?
You talked.
I talked about her, and then
Then
she texted me. She's like, really funny.
Oh, cute.
She's like I love her.
Yeah.
You know what? Because she's strong.
She's strong.
She can take it.
She's strong-minded.
Yeah. She can take it. She can take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the internment camps back in the fucking 40s, she would have stayed. She would have stayed alive.
Oh, she's alive for sure.
Yeah. Because she's sided with. No, that's true.
Anyway, so you did Girl Code.
Did Girl Code.
Yeah, that's a big audience.
It was like bigger than like I would have ever imagined. Like like even today I was shopping at the Grove.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, "You're really funny." And I'm like, "Oh, that's why." I didn't even say anything, and she was like, "I watch you on Girl Code."
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, the only person.
do there are certain when people recognize you? Are there certain things when they recognize you? Kind of go.
What do you mean?
Like some people go to me like, "Hey, I love you on something that I don't even remember doing really."
Yeah.
It's never like something cool like I loved you in The Dictator or whatever. It's always like, you know, I love you in like Joe's YouTube video.
On that highlight clip.
Yeah.
Really funny on that highlight
clip.
I
hate that.
The worst is when they make you, they don't remember where they know you from. And so they make you guess.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, they want you to participate. And it's like, what was the thing you did?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me.
You know what I say?
What?
Say it. Go.
Hey, I know you from something. What were you in?
Nothing.
No, you're the guy.
I have a day job.
Can I get a picture?
No, I'm a busboy at P.F. Chang's. What are you talking about?
That's a lie.
And then I just walk away.
You guys, Bobby just fucking told a blatant lie.
Oh.
He's smiling so I know he did.
Wait.
He's smiling so I know he did.
Stop. Go ahead. Expose me.
Expose me for
the fraud I am.
No, I don't think you're a fraud. I just think that it makes me uncomfortable when you start to roll out your credits to people, to strangers, because they're like, "What do you do?" No, you're from this, and he's like, "Do you see me here? How about this one? How about this one?"
Yeah.
Stop, babe.
Then I'm like sweating in the back.
Babe,
I just.
I've done that too.
You have to do it.
There we go. See, Nora?
I know, but you just told him you didn't do that.
No, I do it sometimes. Sometimes I do the other way.
multiple options.
God damn. Anyway, I hate that tune, Nora.
Yeah, great.
Why'd you do that? Make me feel, I'm blushing.
Well, jump,
uncomfortable.
Jumping on that, has anyone confused you for other Asian like actresses or anything?
Something really bizarre happened to me in San Francisco. I got picked up by this older Russian guy in an Uber.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he was like, oh my God, are you a celebrity? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't even consider myself a celebrity, but you know, I've been in stuff. And he was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're like in my cab. Like I'm a huge fan. Like my wife is in a thick Russian accent.
Right.
Yeah. And he was like, my kids are fans. Like we love all your stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's sick, you know? And I was going to a show, so I guess I had makeup on, but still. Then I got out, and he was like, I have to take a picture with you, you know, to show my wife. And I was like, okay, sure. So I got out, and he was like, oh, Zhang Ziyi, I can't believe, like,
Crouching Tiger.
He thought that I was Zhang Ziyi.
And also, what else has she done but that?
Crouching Tiger.
No, I know. I was like, I love your work. I was like, what do I want?
Yeah. And like, she has a thick accent, probably.
And she's, a really hot. You know what I mean?
Come on, Nora.
That's okay. I'm not Zhang Ziyi.
I know, but you're still cute, Nora.
I'm cute, but I'm no bilingual.
Okay? I'm no bilingual.
I'm not bilingual.
Yeah. Like, I'm cute, but I'm no Steven Yeun.
Oh, we know, yes.
Maybe. What?
But you were a defendant.
You are.
I'm older. That's what happened. You, when time deteriorates the body, I'm so like the Grand Canyon.
Is that you, the person you compare yourself to?
No,
that's like
no,
the epitome
no,
of...
No. No, because I was never like that. He's a better actor, better looking. And
his skin is like porcelain.
Yeah, his skin is like porcelain.
Okay.
His skin's nice.
I always thought he was like... Just from watching The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
He always appeared very, like, little to me. Like, in stature. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I think people talk about him like he's, like, a sex god.
No, but in person?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't find him
You're
attractive.
You're right. Go ahead.
I didn't find him attractive on the show. Mm-hmm. And then we ran into him, and Bobby introduced me to him. He was so hot.
Smoking hot.
Like he had an aura, like he had a light around him.
I can imagine, man.
Because on the show, like in the beginning of the show, the first season, you know where he wore the baseball cap? It was very boyish.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you meet him in real life, you go, oh my God, I might suck your dick. Mm. I won't because I'm a Christian and I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But I would in certain circumstances.
You know who else was like ridiculously hot in person? Is Sandra Oh. Have you ever met
Sandra? Oh, I love Sandra Oh.
Yeah, in person she's like,
yeah.
Nice, you know?
Not only that, she my first acting job was Arliss. She was a star of that.
Arliss?
Yeah,
that's sick.
I had one line, and I was so scared because this is in the 90s. I mean, this is a long time ago, and I had never done anything. I was just a comedian, and I was and one of the comedians at the Comedy Store, Alan Stevens, was the producer. So he says, "I'm gonna give you a line, so you can get in the sack,
co-star."
So I showed up, and she was so fucking nice to me.
Yeah, she's really
that. Robert Wool's a fuckhead, though, the other guy. But she was so nice, and then I ran to her again at a festival or something. And she's just so nice.
She's so nice.
Yes.
But more importantly, hot.
I want to eat that pussy out. Yeah.
She's like that kind, like she rolls up and like she can control men. Like with her pussy, with her, like, with her strange beauty.
Yeah.
Like men
are
probably like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah. Have you met Margaret?
Yeah, I did a song with her.
Oh, she's great too, right?
She's fucking
so
amazing.
Nice.
That bitch is real, and she is very welcoming to like the younger generations.
Yes.
Which I feel like a lot of older comedians like really aren't.
I know.
You know?
Years ago, when there was this, used to be Dublin's, I don't know if I've told this story before, but there was this comedy night called Dublin's on a Tuesday night. It was like an Irish pub. And I was promoted to, I was doing it with Dane Cook, a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And I get off stage and Margaret's there. And she pulls me outside. She goes, I just came here because I've heard about you and I just wanted to support you and meet you. And I literally fell to my knees. I go, this woman, because I really look up to her, but that kind of generosity, you learn from that.
It is.
You gotta be like that.
Totally, 100%. Yeah.
But can I say something to you, Nora? I like Asians like you.
Okay, why?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because number one, you seem like somebody that could be in my family.
Okay.
because we have the same kind of angst.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
And you're relevant.
Oh, that's
you're nice. Very relevant. And you sound like you're an American.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
You got a little urban flair, you know, but you also have intelligence.
Oh, that's great.
If they're too gooky, I can't do it.
Yeah. No, I can't.
I like the super gooky.
I don't like
you
gooky.
Like super
some super
yeah,
gookies.
Wait, but
okay.
When you say gooky, do you mean like a fob?
Yeah, I love
fobs.
No.
I'm not even saying fob because there's this guy Tai Fung at the Comedy Store. Mm. He's got a thick accent,
mm-hmm.
but he wears 70 shades.
Oh.
He has gold change and he, you know, he cool.
Oh, God.
I love that shit.
Mm. Okay.
We know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
But there's some Asians that I look at and I go, nope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop sign.
Clueless. Mm. No fashion sense.
Like Junko jeans.
Yeah.
Well, Junkos.
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty lit now.
Now.
If a basic Asian Koreatown thought rolled up in Junkos, I'd be like, okay. See, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questionable Asian people.
Questionable Asian people.
You seem like you're nice to everybody though, right?
Yeah, I'm nice to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
Now, can I talk about some of the movies you're in or no?
Sure, yeah.
Ocean's 8.
Huge.
Thank you.
Huge.
Yeah.
It comes out when?
Next summer.
You play the little Asian person in it?
I play the...
Are you the grease man?
Well, no, the gymnast.
You're the gymnast.
No, I'm not.
The body contortion.
Definitely not a gymnast.
You're Jet Li?
Oh, no, but you're not playing... Because I thought
the
they were mimicking...
The guy who goes in the box?
Yeah, I thought they were mimicking the first...
I get in the box and suspended from the roof.
Do you really?
Shit.
Yeah.
But it's not you.
No. Do you look like
great actress right here?
Like that?
Well, maybe they have a fucking stunt person that does it.
Do you know the person that was originally supposed to play Yen like got hit by a car or something like that, and then they needed someone, so they just went to a troop, like an acrobat troop in China, and found Yen.
Wow.
Oh, for the original one.
For the original one. Yeah.
So you're not playing that guy.
Well, yeah, Yang got hit by a car, so they hired me. No. It's different.
Different, okay.
I can say that I'm in it. I play like a queen's girl.
Oh,
so we
cool.
filmed a lot
cool,
of
cool.
my scenes like really close to where I grew up, which was like very overwhelming, you know?
Yeah.
Like, very overwhelming filming feeling.
Oh, but you have like just everyone on it. So you have Kate Blanchett,
Mindy
Sandra Bullock,
Mindy,
Rihanna,
Annie,
Mindy who?
Kaling.
Mindy Kaling.
Oh wow.
Rihanna, Helena Bonham Carter, Sarah Paulson.
Shit.
And Awkwafina.
What the fuck are you doing here?
What do you mean what I'm doing?
I mean, that's
what
legit.
Are you doing having me here? You know what
that's
I mean?
Top of the fucking line right there.
You're fucking top of the line.
Hey, Lister.
Yeah. Well, no, were you? Was that the biggest movie you've done then up until that point?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Before we started, I was having like, I do this thing where like I'm never happy. Like I'm always very, like whenever something cool happens, I'm always like, yeah, but will it be cool? You know?
Are you Bobby Lee?
I'm
because
exactly.
That's exactly what he
yeah,
does.
Like that.
Yeah, you are? Okay. I can maybe sense that a little bit. I mean,
it's my show got picked up.
Sort of pessimistic. Vibe,
it's
yeah.
totally
and
pessimistic.
They got the call. It got picked up. And I'm like, yeah, but it's mid-season. And they're like, yeah, but it got picked up. Yeah, but only 7 episodes.
Shit. I do the same.
And I feel like God's going up there going, okay, well, you're off the list because you're an ungrateful piece of shit. But that's how I look at it.
But other people saying things about you? I mean,
no, I mean, I think people, like certain comics, like Whitney Cummings.
Okay.
If I go there, she goes crazy.
A pessimistic?
Like if I go pessimistic, she'll go nuts on me. Like one time at the Comedy Store, I got off stage. I go, it was all right.
That's
I don't
right,
know. And then
you.
she was like, you piece of shit. You fucking killed and you fucking do that shit. Mm.
Some people are really good at amping you away from the pessimism, but sometimes it's very rehearsed. So it makes you feel even more pessimistic because you're like, you're totally lying. To me right now.
Yeah. But do you think that's Asian?
I don't.
You know, my grandmother, you weren't allowed to celebrate any good things. Like you have to stay humble and say, you can lose this, so don't over celebrate.
Right.
So you gotta like keep it low key.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
No, I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's like, It's part. I think the Asian aspect is like an imposter syndrome thing built in. I think there's like a very deep-seated insecurity, and also a fear that I think was instilled to me by my grandma, who like was worried about money all the time, mm-hmm. and like worried about things like that. That this will pass. So you'll ne- so you know you, the moment is fleeting, and you have no there's no future. So pretty much,
yeah, yeah.
I'm heavy, literally heavy. Like a communist era like Chinese person, like, yeah. About doomsday. Like, you know, I want to keep my cash in a mattress because I don't even trust Chase. You know what I mean? And who knows how long that, you know?
Yeah. So it's cultural a little bit.
I think so.
It's like my parents instilled it in me.
But I think it's also a comedic thing. A lot of the comedians I know are probably the most like dark, angry, depressed people, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's, and then, well, feeling pessimistic and insecure probably comes hand in hand with that.
I have rage. Mm-hmm. Today. I'm so sorry, sweetie.
No, it's
okay. No.
No, but I just get angry.
Did he hit you? Or?
No, no, but I just...
right like to this.
Hold on.
Remember?
Where's my safety pin?
I know, right?
I never hit you.
You never hit me.
No. Bobby Lee does.
There is
Bobby Brown does.
A layer of rage inside me, and the simplest thing just lets it off. Mm-hmm. Like, it's usually traffic. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. What are you doing?
Do you honk?
No, and then she's like, dude, relax. That's what she's, she's there, you know? And I feel bad that she has to take the brunt of my fucking insanity.
Yeah, that happens to me too all the time. Yeah.
What, you have rage?
Well, well, that kind of road rage and the person sitting next to me is always like, why don't you just chill out? And it's like, are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like easy to be like, okay, just like calm down. You're like, are you on your phone right now? Are you on your phone right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't deal with it. I have rage. I have uncontrollable rage.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you lash out on other people or just to yourself?
Well, to whoever's like immediately around me. I have a lot of self-doubt all the time.
Oh my God, you're just like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So but that's cool though, because we might win the race.
What is that? What do you mean?
Because we're like the cocky.
No, I need to
tell me about this race.
No, I need to know about the race.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was in the race. I'm in.
Well, the race of life.
Yes.
With a Y. But like, I feel like the thing is like, if you expect things to go well and they don't, they never will. So I almost feel like it's a good luck charm to be pessimistic.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I go like this. I go, you know what? This is going to fail. And if it does, then I'm like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But what happens when it's a success
and then we're still assholes? And it's even worse. When it's a success, you're like, oh my God, it's a success. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just like me.
Yeah.
She's like my sister.
We might be
related.
We might be the same.
Yeah, when it's success. And then it's like, I don't know how to hide it.
Like hide the doubt after a great
I don't know how to hide the even like, you know, the low self-esteem. Even if I'm on the set, right? And they go, that was a great take. I should go, yeah, I did great. I love that one, but that's not what happened. You did a great job. I go, did that one word I said, I don't think it was clear.
Uh-huh.
It was clear, we got it.
Uh-huh.
No, nope. Mm. Like it's always weird. I have to make it weird. I can't just go accept it, that they have the take and move on. Why would they put on shit?
Do you feel good inside?
No.
Even worse. He'll always come home.
What?
They didn't like me. They didn't like me. They didn't like me.
I know.
Well, do you feel... Well, why do you think they like you?
He has an alcoholic...
Because I'm a drug addict.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is what I... And I've always been like this as a kid. If I walk into a party, and this is narcissism, right? And self-centeredness.
Mm-hmm.
I already immediately think that everyone in the party hates me.
Me too.
Right, so when I'm on a set and I'm acting and I see Video Village where all the producers and directors are all huddled in a tent.
It's very intimidating.
They go like this, action, I'll go, cut, and I'll sit there like this, and in my peripheral I'll see them.
You'll watch
and they're talking and I think that they're saying the worst shit about me. Can we get
Well
Ken
that
Jung?
That seems
Call
like
Ken Jung. You know what I mean? That guy from Heroes, I'm sure he's available. Right in my head. And then they come up to me, they go, great job, we're gonna move on. I go, you deception. It's deception. It's
I
shadow
know.
Play.
Propaganda.
Shadow play. They're playing in shadows.
Yeah, because I feel like it's, it feels like it's easier for people to lie to you.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's unhealthy.
It's really, I mean, you sound like you're a little paranoid, because you kill
He's
it.
He's paranoid.
You kill that shit.
Oh, God. Why did you just say that?
Why? Oh, God, he's making you feel shit. I feel great.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay.
You
good
kill luck. It, too.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Right. Yeah, that's, yeah, that does feel weird.
Does that feel weird?
Admitting that you kill it feels weird. It's not nice.
Yeah, and then so... Are you done with Crazy Rich People? What's it?
Crazy Rich People? Yeah.
Crazy Rich People.
I was in Asia for 2.5 months and not like...
What?
East Asia?
Southeast Asia.
I was in Southeast Asia.
Was it Malaysia?
I was in Malaysia for a month and a half. You know, Malaysia's a great country. People there are like great, very warm.
Yeah.
Very like, you know, they want to help you. They like people. But what was I going to... How was I going to end that?
But what is it about? Is there anything negative about Malaysia?
Their luck.
Oh, when I saw the Malaysian airline plane go down twice in a row, I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, thank God I'll never ride that airline because I'll never go to Malaysia. I rode that fucking airline so many times.
Oh my God.
Like little trips.
Yeah.
And any time the plane did something or the flight attendant came by, you know.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to die.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so.
I shot a movie in Thailand once for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is this, when they go, you have 4 days off, but then you can't go back to New York.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
So then what the fuck? So then you start wandering the streets in this heat.
Yeah.
It's not Florida heat. It's not Texas heat. It's like a wet
it's
heat.
That heat was...
Swamp, a jungle.
Right. Equatorial.
Yeah.
And then you go, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And then you see like a stand with meat hanging.
Yeah.
In the heat.
And there's just flies. And you know what I mean?
And
people are eating it. And you're like, should I eat that?
Yeah, you should.
I know. And I did.
you did?
Eat it. Yeah. Yes. The grossest restaurant I think I went to. I mean, everything was pretty fine. And Malaysia actually is like, Kuala Lumpur is a legit city. They have like more Louis Vuitton stores than like, you know, Starbucks in New York.
Yeah.
But like, there's one store and it just smelled like a dog adoption center. You know when you go into a dog
it's that funk. Yeah.
And then in Malaysia they have this this like health guideline where you have to wear like a spit shield.
Yeah.
So it's like a little shield, but it's a clear shield, like a visor.
Oh wow.
And you can see the spittle. And you can see all the stuff
on the screen.
God. So it's like it's almost more disgusting if you just did. You just don't wear it. That way, I don't got you. Yeah, you spit in my food. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But it didn't get much grosser. I mean, it was fine. It was just being in Asia for.
So you never got any diarrhea.
Maybe constipation. Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe I went for about like 4.5 weeks.
Yeah. Ooh,
man. What?
Not.
I had an audition for that. I never showed up to it for that movie.
Oh, for what? Why didn't you?
I don't remember. I went. It was a lot of lines.
Was it for my dad? Played by Ken Jeong.
I don't know, but it was a lot of lines, and I went, nah, I can't do it right now.
Yeah, but I think as a Korean on that set, there is an element of feeling like you're like a little bit like you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's what. Also, it's Chinese people, right? The show, the movie.
Like, it should be Chinese people, yeah.
But it was a mix of people.
They cast it right.
Yeah.
They cast it right.
All right, right, right.
I think Ken was the only Korean. On
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think that also was a part of. It was like, I'm not gonna get this, so I'm not gonna.
You would have gotten it, dude.
No, they gave it to Ken.
What?
They gave the part to Ken.
Because you did an audition.
I don't think it was for that part.
Oh, you don't think so? Yeah, maybe not.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know. But do you go to every audition?
Not every audition. Like I get sent some like pretty struggle ones sometimes.
What do you mean?
I get sent auditions sometimes. Like it's like hard because I feel like after I did my first movie, I could have went like two ways. I could have been like a waitress number two in the new like Zoe Kravitz movie, or like luckily Ocean's like was the next thing. So
right.
Now it's like, do I really want to be on The Good Wife? as like the person that works at the store.
Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why are you sending me shit like this? You
yeah.
know? To be like a Bravo host. Like, do I look like a Bravo host?
Yeah.
You know?
I would the love you as a Bravo host.
Yeah. That would be so weird.
Yeah.
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 I don't do any of that shit.
Yeah, I don't mind hosting, but you know, not with like the, you know.
No, you're on a trajectory. Is that mm-hmm. the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're on a specific trajectory. Just yeah. listen to me. Trajectory.
Okay.
And you want to stay in that fucking trajectory.
Stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
in the pocket. Don't do bullshit.
I know.
Don't do fucking, you know, reality show. Don't do any of that
no,
shit.
No, I know.
Do A. If you're on A-list shit and that's what you're doing, stay in the A-list shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what if I'll never work again?
That's impossible. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you have other things that you do. That's the thing. You're the you're a MacGyver. Mm. You know, I feel
that's
the
guy
same.
The cross eye.
No. What I'm saying is
wacky detective.
No.
Because I'm wacky.
No, what
Bobby.
I'm saying is that you can do all kinds of shit, right? Like for me,
you're not a one trick pony.
That's nice. Thank you.
When film and television dried up for me, I went, you know what? I'm not going to be on no Nickelodeon show, the shit they're offering me. So I'm just going to do the road. I'll do some videos. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather do that. Mm-hmm. I can still make money, right? And you just hold out. And people go, how come you're not in a lot of things? Because I say no to a lot of things.
Right?
I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm. But you want to do things that are worth your time. This is how I think about auditioning. It's like if you meet with the director and you know, you might be up for a role. And you don't get it, that's okay, because I never went on tape. If you go on tape and then you send it to the director and they still don't hire you, it's kind of like having sex with a dude and like it's like flirting with a dude on like text messages,
yeah,
and then having sex with them and then they don't call you back.
Yeah,
it's like that much of your body is given.
Yeah.
And like I don't like with that like pessimistic edge, I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Like I can't handle rejection. Like it like
in that way.
Especially
at least.
For the shit some of the shit I fucking have gotten rejected for. It's like
know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling.
But we also don't know. It's another thing of my mind. I don't know what you know, when I say they say no or they reject me, there's probably like 1,000 things going on
exactly.
that's beyond my control.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's how I make myself feel better with that.
But it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beyond your control.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you went fully high pitched on that, so that's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you seeing anybody?
Am I seeing anybody?
Yeah.
I hear there.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. You don't have one person?
Yeah, there's a person. There's okay. a person.
You
yeah.
don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, not really yet.
Yeah. So yeah. You don't ever talk Johnson. About your love life.
I guess I can kind of keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We're fucked, you and I. All of our life's details are all out.
No, here. You guys are a great duo, dude.
I know, but we talk about like things that
can't take back. Not
we can't take it back.
That's cool.
The abortions.
Okay. Oh, the abortions.
Hashtag shout out to that.
The two abortions. We can't take that back.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What? We've already talked about those.
Yeah, like 80 episodes ago. I was hoping we would just bury that for good.
I know, but...
just got unburied.
Oh, my God.
I know,
just,
but...
just, like, fucking exhume the remains every time.
Oh, you gotta dig sometimes.
Exhume the body?
Oh, my God, it's on there.
Okay,
so
I know. Okay, I won't...
I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm sad that you keep bringing up... our lost children.
Oh my God.
Our lost
I
ones.
Just, you know, what if they were a doctor or a scientist that, I don't know. What do we do?
We'll never know.
We'll never know,
we'll
huh?
make another one.
Yeah, but my dick is like broken.
Yeah. Okay.
Her eyes looked at me and she's like, no, he's not joking. It's broken.
No.
It's Are your broken. Parents proud of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, they are?
No, they are. My grandma definitely is. My dad, my dad, it took him a while. But now he's like, I added him to my family plan. So, you know, he's riding the pony a little bit.
What did he want for you when you were younger?
He wanted me to be completely mediocre, like a, you know, government job,
yeah.
Meat inspector. He didn't really, he never, he wasn't the Asian parent that like wanted me to be a doctor. He wanted me to be like, the guy who like the preps you before your mammogram, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The tech.
Like the tech. Yeah. Liaison. Like where you go on the subway, on like yeah. subway ads.
He wanted something reliable.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like something practical.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah, he wasn't really with
but
it.
But you went to a performing arts high school, right?
I did, yeah. Mm.
So couldn't he at least see that, hey, maybe this is where she's headed or maybe this is what she's interested in?
I think he was okay with it at the time because it was a good school, but, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Hmm. Like,
Asian parents are fucking
they're
weird.
I think what they really just want for you is to be able to take care of yourself, you know, and not have to worry about you when they die.
Yeah, but some of it's dying. Prestige bullshit, though, too.
Yeah.
At least with my
Korean
parents.
That's Korean shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chinese shit.
Well, your cousin yeah. Chong-ae, she going to Harvard. Right? Meanwhile, I'm in my second drug rehab, right? My junior year in high school, right? And, like, I'm getting all Fs, right? Oh, David? Oh, he a lawyer now? Oh, my God. His family is so happy. I'm proud, right? And I'm sitting there with fucking needle marks because of my arm, shaking at the dinner table. Oh, I don't even know how to live.
Yeah, and
can I live?
It's like, but, yo, I'm on TV, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I say when people compare me.
Well, now, what happened was, you know, my dad saw me on, I did Jay Leno as a stand-up in 2000, 1999.
Wow.
And I go, watch it. They go, no, you're not going to be on. I go, I'm going to be on. No, they don't have. I go, yeah. And I went on. I crushed it. Right?
Yeah.
And they saw it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they were both crying.
Oh.
And they felt guilt for all those years of not supporting me, and I fucking reveled in it. If I could just, if I could see that and go, fuck you, motherfuckers. You know, the fucking 7 years of open mic, bitches. I'll fucking not kill you, but. You know what I mean?
I'll hurt kill you.
Support me.
I need love.
Well, I need love.
That's what it takes for them. They have to see. Like my dad saw me on the cover of New York Magazine on his own.
Oh, wow.
And it was at a time when we weren't even talking because he was so mad that I was doing this.
Oh.
And then that happened. And his coworker, he like went to his coworker. He's like, that's my daughter. And his coworker was like, oh, your daughter's Awkwafina. He was like a young Korean guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So until then, like he realized that bullshit.
Then he called you?
Our relationship was really bad until I think he realized that I was gonna make it work somehow.
Yeah, but is that fair to us?
No. But that's, you know.
I mean, they're being dicks. Like, we're not gonna support your.
It's
you know,
not
your
even. I don't think
dreams.
It comes from that place either. It's just cause that survival mentality where it's like they only know how to do it the way they did it, which is you get this job. I mean, for me, it was my mom. You know, it's like you be a nurse or you're basically going to be a homeless person.
Yeah,
like there is no other. She doesn't have an imagination beyond.
Yeah,
nursing.
Yeah. They don't, and I think that's because they see. I mean, was your mom an immigrant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you're an immigrant, you see how you have to survive here. So, the you only know a couple of ways. But, I think it's our generation's different, obviously, you know? Like, we're changing shit up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the biggest way.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you guys are hitting the culture. When I started, there was nobody. You had Margaret, and then the generation before her was people like Tamayo Atsuki, Johnny Yoon. I mean, dudes, people with thick accents.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so,
and that was why there was like their novelty. Like,
yeah. I mean, I told this before, but there was a Korean guy named Johnny Yoon at the Comedy Store in the early 80s. His opening line got an applause break. And this was it. He comes on stage, thick accent. He's got a tuxedo on.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in front of a packed room. He stares at the audience and he goes like this.
Love that joke.
2 minute applause break.
Oh,
love it.
Shit.
He didn't have to write a joke.
Oh,
he just has to say,
put him in.
And
it
got a 2 minute applause break. There's no setup, punchline, point of view. Nothing.
There's like one like a Midwestern couple that gives a standing ovation. Like
fantastic.
And they gave him
fantastic.
They gave him two movies.
Wow.
They
what
call
movies?
Me Bruce.
Oh.
They Call Me Bruce.
Yeah, and They Call Me Bruce too.
Oh, he got a franchise.
He got a franchise.
Oh, shit!
All from that one word.
Yeah,
crazy.
And then he became the Johnny Carson of Korea. Wow. He went back with that fucking. He made it in America.
That's dope.
Imagine if he had if he didn't have an Asian accent.
Yeah.
I think about I could make a killing, yo. Like maybe not here, but if I go to Australia or some shit.
If with an Asian accent.
Yeah, with like a fake Malaysian accent.
And on stage, you mean like doing a live show or something?
Like just pretending that.
Why do you say Australia?
Because I guess they. Well, I guess I could do it here still.
Mm. Yeah.
I might get in more trouble. Well, it's a different market, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. So let's suppose you both have children, right? And you see that they're very talented. They're great performers. They're funny. They can sing. They can dance. They're very artistic and creative. Mm-hmm. But then they tell you, no, I don't want to pursue that. I want to be a surgical tech or I want to be a engineer. Postman.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite.
A postman.
Yeah, like I want to be a mailman. I want to be, which is what our parents wanted for us when we say, okay, I want to be an actor or a singer or this.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you support your kid then? Or would you be like, no,
even,
this is what you're...
That's never going to happen.
I know, but what if? Would you be okay with that?
I'll tell you why. Number one.
Papa,
yes.
I got first place in a talent show.
Yes.
But I want to be a postman.
Yeah, all right. Well, you don't want any money or pussy. But you don't want money or pussy. Just answer me that question.
I'm only 7. What's pussy? What kind of parent are you?
I mean, if my kid, right, was like Rachmaninoff.
A musical prodigy.
Yeah.
Just killing it, right? He's like, I want to busboy at P.F. Chang's. That's my dream.
Yeah.
I would think that there was something very seriously wrong with him.
Yeah.
But what if he was like, I want to be a teacher?
Yeah.
For high school, I want to help kids.
The thing is, I appreciate that ambition in any child. So if he has an ambition to do anything, like that's enough. Because I meet kids nowadays.
What she said.
Yeah, I mean, kids nowadays, they don't give a shit. They're completely apathetic and withdrawn.
Yeah.
And they have no ambition, like whatsoever. They're just floating logs.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was kind of like
floating
that.
Log.
It's like, but it's worse now. I think it's more like a, I don't know.
I think it's harder for your. I feel like I'm the generation above yours because I'm much older than you are.
I can't. I don't know how old you
are. I'm 46.
Okay.
That's cool. But I'm old, way older.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's harder for you guys though to make it in this particular business because with the internet and with YouTube, you're now competing with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're competing with everyone.
And it's not even really competing. It's just like there is no competition because there's too many contestants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just like it's not even. It's completely arbitrary, and the landscape changes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we had Vine a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and people, like, got famous off of that.
I know.
You know, they definitely struck up a deal with, like, Summer's Eve or something.
I know. Yeah.
Shitty promo. Like.
I mean, I got a call from a company. They go, can you come? We signed a bunch of Vine stars. And I go, okay, we just want to have a meeting. We want to propose something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove down there, and they said, there was like 20 Vine stars there. And they go, can you teach them to do stand-up because we need to make money?
God.
We want to teach them to do live
the thing,
shows.
Because
and I'm like, what?
They're really good in their bedrooms in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. But when you bring them out, and I think people realize that slowly because they're kids. They're like a little suburban kids that are going to school.
Yeah.
They just get a little sleepover happy, like, what you know, and film it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that whole phenomenon is kind of pisses me off.
It does?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you should see. I mean, because I had to do it. I'm not saying, but I had to do it in a weirder way, like in a more traditional way. Mm. I guess in many ways, I had to wait longer. You know, like it took me, I didn't get Mad TV until I was 30.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hit that boat soon too.
You know what I mean? So,
I regret that it happened so late for me.
But you look so young.
Thanks.
No, I always thought
I'm 18 years old.
She's getting younger.
No, but I honestly thought you were like, when I met you, I was like, she's 20.
Yeah. No, I am. And you guessed right.
You're good at this, Bobby.
Correct.
You're good.
Yeah,
I mean, look at your face, though. You have no fucking wrinkles or nothing.
Oh, that's true. Thanks. Yeah.
Because I'm 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young coconut over here.
Yeah. I still have resentments toward my mom and dad, but I love, they're getting old. Yeah.
I mean, they'll never really get it because, but that's not why, they don't need to get it.
No,
sometimes.
But you know what, this is what I wanted to say is that when I can get, they got on AFRA because when I was on Mad TV, we wrote sketches for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would guest star
Really?
On Matt TV.
What?
And then my dad would get like residual checks.
Oh my God.
And he'd call me, hey, Bobby, I got another $500.
That's awesome.
So your dad's, dad's part of the union?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He got
that's
in.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then when we did, I did a pilot for Comedy Central. This was, anyone listening, never use your fucking immigrant dad for a pilot.
Your real dad?
Write that down, everyone.
Your real fucking dad.
That's what Aziz Ansari did.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea in theory.
My dad, because my dad had a page to memorize, which was a mistake.
Too much.
And I show up on the set, and my brother goes, we don't know where dad is. He left.
He quit?
Yeah. And then he was across the street trying to buy liquor because he wanted to get drunk.
He was stressed out?
He was stressed out.
Oh my God.
And then when he showed up on the set, they said action, he blanked.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk.
Yeah, that's always a weird situation when you put your parents on.
And then my brother had to feed him every line.
Oh.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's why you gotta hire someone from the back pages, you know, and just let them be embarrassing by them.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Do we know?
Wait, what?
Oh, the TV show.
We kind of talked about it.
We did talk about it, yeah. I forgot. I just blanked for some reason.
What the heck just happened?
What the fuck just happened?
I was just sitting here.
What the fuck did I just do?
Transient ischemic attack. Did you have a stroke?
No, I don't know what happened. Like my mind just fucking.
Drink some water. Holy
shit. Now you're tripping me out.
That scared the crap out of me, bro.
I'm so sorry.
I thought he was doing a joke to you. So I was like, oh, what's the joke? And I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck just happened just now?
Have a cookie.
No, what happened? I started trying to think about Celine Dion for a second, and then all of a sudden I said that I had like a conniption.
No, you had like a little TIA. Have a cookie.
Sugar.
What's a TIA mean?
It's like a mini stroke.
Well, eat a cookie. Scary. That will help your mini stroke.
All right.
Yeah.
Seeing as how it runs in your family, go ahead. Have a cookie. Smoke a cigarette.
Oh,
no, I don't smoke a cigarette right now. I want to smoke a cigarette.
You can't die early.
What do you mean?
You can't die, I'm telling you.
She thinks that I'm going to die soon.
Why?
Because when we had sex.
Oh, that's not...
His penis broke.
No, when we had sex last week. Tell her what you said to me.
It was just a different kind of breathing pattern this time.
Oh.
It was okay. Like a chain Stokes. It was like...
Are you sure he wasn't orgasming?
No,
it was like a wheeze.
Oh. It was a wheeze.
She was on top of me,
and I was doing the work, and he was wheezing. I'm like, how is this possible?
She's on top of me, right? And she's doing her thing, right?
This is my thing. What is this?
Kalila, stop laughing. Your arms. You're not a fish.
She was like, you know, what do you call it?
Like, flailing?
Cowgirl?
Flailing. Oh.
But this is
cowboy. What is it?
All right.
That position. Whatever that position is.
On top.
On top.
On top.
And everything she would bounce down, I'd go, like I couldn't breathe.
He couldn't breathe.
Well, did you have a lot of cheese or milk that day?
No.
He's lactose intolerant. Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm dying.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could feel it.
How long have you been smoking cigarettes?
Since I was 17.
Okay.
So long.
And then when did I come?
Baby,
I don't remember coming.
Tell me, baby, did it come?
I think I did come.
He passed out for a couple days.
No, I did this thing where I went.
He had one of those mini strokes. He had like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I had
one of those
strokes. He came and said, "When's the show?"
Like, wait, are we having sex?
Yeah. And then it drizzled.
Oh.
And then I was like, and then can I just say something right now?
Please.
When I was in Utah this last weekend, mm-hmm. I couldn't breathe on stage.
I know.
Oh no.
So I've been cutting down on the cigarettes a little bit.
Yeah.
I quit smoking because I was on tour and I completely lost my voice, and then this woman from Mob Wives named Big Ange died.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she's, and I felt like I was destined to be Big Ange. And when she died, I was so sad. She had like all the cancers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that.
But what is it, genetics or because she smokes?
Smoking.
She smoked, like chain smoked, and I think she smoked those like not Dejarums, but something like that. God. But anyway, you lose your voice, and like I can't lose my voice, you know.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
I did a Juul. I was like a chain smoker, like for, you know. It, I mean, I guess it would go off and on, but I smoked heavily, like. But my voice was always kind of fucked up. Ever since
I love your voice. Your voice is what makes you you.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to know, Was it? I mean, because I try. I go. I'm gonna quit.
I quit from the Juul. It was the only thing that worked.
What's the Juul?
It's like an incredibly strong. It's like the Mercedes of like e-cigs, and it extracts tobacco salts directly from the plant. So the nicotine delivery hits you stronger than a cigarette.
And it's an e-cigarette.
After three puffs, you won't want a cigarette. You want to try it?
You have it?
Yeah, I quit smoking off of this shit.
Oh, this is it.
Like I never thought I was going to be the one that never quit smoking.
All right, so let me ask you something. This is what you use.
That's what I quit smoking off that. It has a throat hit. Three hits, you won't want a cigarette.
Oh, did you just pull out another one?
Yeah, I carry three. I lose them all the time.
I swear to God, babe. This is it.
That's it, the Juul.
But that literally is it.
How do you put the fluid in?
So you buy the pods and then you change the pods. But the thing
that's
is
easy.
So many people have quit off that thing that when that PAX who makes
it. Oh my God, this is out of all the things I've ever had.
It's stronger than I'm more addicted to this than a cigarette. It's stronger than a cigarette. And when in New York City, when the stores run out of it, people like go crazy. Like they can't do it.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Can you get it online?
You can get it online. You can get it at the gas station anywhere over here.
Yeah. It's called the Juul.
J-U-U-L.
Write it down.
You could be fucking paying me and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Because I buy all the vape stuff.
No, this is not a vape. This is not the same technology. It's completely different.
Yeah.
But that's all you're inhaling. It's just straight nicotine then.
It's nicotine. It's essentially like nicotine salt. That's why it hits you so strong.
Yeah.
How much is it?
This is like it's like $60 for a starter kit and you get the pods.
Oh my God.
You want me to copy one? I'll copy one.
What do you mean?
I'll copy a Juul. Yeah.
What does a copy mean?
No, I'm going to copy.
I'll copy you. I'll copy
you. Got to show some of your Urban Bobby so she can.
Copying is copy. And I want to learn. I want to learn the new language.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to learn the new thing.
Show her the dap. Show her the dap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not
that
good.
That's kind of like a high.
What you know? What can I just say something? Based on me improvising, and based no one taught me how to do it. I just do it through the videos. Is that how you do it?
Oh my God!
Yeah, you just kind of just sneeze into your.
Oh, like this.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I needed that kind of direction.
Yeah.
So you copying means
cop. C O P.
Yo.
You don't know what cop
means?
Shut
the fuck up. I'm going to do it right. Yo, can you cop me a Juul?
That was great.
I think you said a Juul.
I have money. Can I give you money for it?
No, I'll get you one.
Oh, you'll get me one?
I'll get you a starter kit.
Oh, really?
Because I'm actually going to... I guess I'll just mail it to you or something.
Hey, Juul, if you're listening, send us some.
Yo, Juul, Bobby Lee needs to quit smoking.
Nora.
What?
This is what I'm going to do. We're going to get one.
Okay.
We'll get a starter kit. Really nice that you would do that.
Just get it.
I'm going to get it. I have a little money myself.
Okay.
I'm going to get some. I'm going to get a fucking, but you just probably just saved my life.
The person who introduced me saved my life because I can like work out now.
Oh, really?
But I'm addicted to this thing. It gets me on.
Now, when you stopped smoking, did you have the initial like phlegm cough?
So I was on tour when I decided to quit smoking and my voice got worse for 2 months. It was really bad. It was just embarrassing. And I went to a doctor and I was like, I quit smoking for like a month. Like, why is it like this? He's like, well, you have hair on your throat.
Yeah.
That when you smoke cigarettes habitually, it just kills the hair.
Yeah.
So like ingrown hair is coming back in. It fucks up your throat. But after that, I can run like three sets a night.
That's amazing.
And I can record and I'm not losing my voice.
Well, that's what I was telling him because he actually quit for right around that 2 month period.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to tell him, look, it's going to feel worse. You're going to be coughing up a lot of this stuff for a while.
Yeah, that's what
happened. But then he started, he was like, no, I think that, and he couldn't stick it out because he hated that feeling of feeling
balls
phlegmy.
Coming out of my mouth.
No.
It's just your lungs basically healing.
Yeah. It is. I have an incredibly addictive personality. I'm telling you that. Like, I have no self-control. I'm incredibly impulsive. Like, with a lot of shit. But I would never have been able to quit without this. Like, this gives me the hit.
Oh, now, when you charge it, how long does it take?
It doesn't take long at all. It's a little USB. It's made by PAX. So it's like, it's a really well-designed, like, thing. You know,
I swear to God, we're gonna get it tonight.
Let's order a starter kit right now.
Yeah.
I give you these, but these are like super old though.
Can they like do back pay, Juul, to this podcast?
Yeah, for sure. Send Aquafina and Bobby Lisa.
No, I'm going to get some.
Get a brand new one. No, don't get it like a...
Yeah. I'm going to get brand... Are there different styles?
Make sure he does it.
I will. No,
it's really good.
I'm going to say something right now. Honest time.
Okay.
There's a lot of things in my life I need to change because I'm almost 46 next month. And I can feel my body breaking down. I can't move.
Well, that's a good... Yeah.
I really can't. I can't get up.
Jeez.
And it's like weighing down on all aspects of my life. I can feel it. You know, my knees are fucking... My knees are broken.
I feel that like every year. I feel like people of any age always say that. Constantly.
What do you mean?
Like you like turn 26 and you're like, I'm just getting old. You know? I feel like I've
said that before, but yeah. This is real.
Yeah.
I can't literally move.
I mean, doctors usually say you shouldn't smoke after 40.
I know.
Get on the fucking Juul, man. I know, but can I just say that?
Is it maybe I have already irreversible
damage?
No,
because that's the kind of behavior that will actually that I'm like that too. It's I'm so far gone, I might as well just die of lung cancer.
Yeah.
That's how I thought I would go out for sure.
I went to Panda Express in Utah 2 days ago.
Right.
And after my meal, I get the combination with the three items.
The extra little thing they give you.
Three entrees. Yeah.
And then I opened up my fortune cookie.
Okay.
And there was no fortune.
Oh shit.
That's a sign.
That's like a metaphor for life.
No, and then in my head I'm like, I think I'm gonna die.
Oh no, it would say you were gonna die.
Oh, is that what
it would say?
Yeah,
you're not gonna die. It's hard for Asians to die.
It is, right?
It's some really fucked up shit has to happen.
I know.
We
have to be on a ferry boat or.
No. Well, yeah. We have to... What is that? What do you mean?
Some Koreans died in a ferry boat.
Children.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry. I thought you meant the way that people come in those containers.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what
That's more
you
mild.
Meant.
All right. So what do we do at the end? We have here's what we do at the end of the thing.
Okay.
Is we do something called unhelpful advice.
Okay.
And they ask a question. Okay. And then we have to answer it.
All right.
Can you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
He has to do a thing, though.
What's going on over there?
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalilah, and Aquafina, y'all.
That was a remix.
What the fuck was that?
Well, most people like it. But
what
okay.
the fuck?
Hey, Slub King, Queen, Prince, and Court Jester. A few years ago, I was lost and doing nothing with my life. However, my girlfriend helped set me on the right path, and now I have a rewarding career in software development. Most, if not all of my success. I owe my hard work and perseverance to her. My question is, how can I help her set her on the right path? She's unhappy with her current job, and it seems like she's got one or two good but risky options to get out, but has yet to really make a move on them and is unsure. I'm feeling terrible that I can't help her out. What do I do? Carlo from Canada.
That was what?
So how does he... Okay, the question is, the girlfriend set him up on a good path. She was there for him. So how does he return
the
favor?
How does he leave her?
He doesn't know how to do it.
He wants to return the favor or leave
by
her?
By setting her up?
No, he wants to do the same thing for her.
He wants to get her a good job as well.
Or on the right path, yeah. Follow her dreams, essentially. What can he do to support
her? That's like the hardest thing you could ever buy for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we don't even know what her dreams are.
You know what? You could put a blindfold on and then just... make sure that she's walking the right
he does
way.
Say it's risky, so it's probably like not a normal 9-to-5. So if she's
what do you
artist,
mean risky, like a coal miner kind of situation?
Ooh, very risky.
I want to say something right now. Can I stand?
Stand.
Yeah. Yeah, stand up.
Whatever she wants to fucking do, you should always support that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what her dream is, but yeah, I don't we specifics, but you should try to help her make it.
Yeah, I think all women need is just to be told that you can, that you're... That,
we're allowed.
That,
it's okay. We support you.
Yeah, that's all they need from men.
There's
yeah.
a second question here. This one's a good one.
But can I just say something real quick, though? Mm-hmm. I've been really getting into X Factor. And I've been really getting into this lady by the name of Sam Bailey. She won the whole thing 2013.
Wow. 4 years ago.
2014. Wow.
And when she auditioned, right, she was like this, like, frumpy... white lady who just had kids and a wife. She likes soccer. And she's like, I think I'm too old, but, you know, I have to try.
She's British.
And she won the whole thing. She's so gifted.
There you go.
Wait, is that one the one that you make you eat bugs and stuff?
No.
Oh. No, it's Fear Factor.
That's Fear Factor.
That's
Fear
15
Factor.
Years ago.
That's Fear Factor.
That's so old.
Yeah, it's not Fear Factor. Joe Rogan's not on it.
Is that where you had bull testicles?
Yeah, no, she's just a singing competition.
Okay.
And she won the whole thing. But when she, whenever I look at that clip in the beginning.
Susan Boyle.
No, Sam Bailey. Same close
but same,
up.
Same, similar.
Same body type.
Same type.
Okay.
Not
same
as ugly. Not as ugly.
Body type.
Yo, not as ugly.
Susan Boyle rolled through and everyone thought she was, you know, Susan Boyle's not even that lit.
What do you mean?
She's not, I don't think she's like that impressed. She didn't blow me away.
I know, but you know why?
Why? Because she looked like that.
No, because. Because
she looked like that.
Well, let me say this right now. If she didn't look like that and she looked like. She looked like just a regular 22 year old girl, hip girl, she would have been. She wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, she wouldn't have made it.
It's
she
because of the fact story, that they made fun of. When she came out of that stage, people laughed in the audience. Oh, they, you know, and then she came out. And did that, I think that had a lot to do with her look. But yeah, this girl, true. Sam Bailey, I'm talking about, isn't like that. She's legitimately talented.
Yeah.
But when she said, I have to try, it makes me cry. Because in life, you always have to try.
Yeah.
And that's tonight's message.
Takeaway message.
Yeah.
Okay, try. Give second question.
I have a second question.
Go ahead.
Me and my ex recently broke up. Oh, this is a man. Me and my ex recently broke up, and as soon as it happened, I hit the ground running on Tinder. I hooked up with a really nice girl, but after a few weeks of dating, she broke it up. I was kind of gutted, still am, to be honest, but time heals everything. However, one of my best friends recently matched with the same girl on Tinder, and they've been chatting for a while now, and he is asking me if I mind if he starts seeing her.
Yikes.
What to do? I still think of this girl pretty much every day, and I don't know if it's just because she was the first one I dated after my ex. Me and my friend have talked about this, but I can't make up my mind. From Sweden, this
it's
guy's
always,
from Sweden.
It's always a no. Ex territory is always a no. It probably won't be heated. Mm-hmm. Like that guy will probably still end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it gets to ex, it's always no. You can pretend and be like, yeah, that's fine.
Have
but
you ever dated an ex of a friend or an acquaintance, even, or someone that you remotely knew?
Not really, but I've had an ex that dated one of my friends, and I fucking hated that
same.
Bitch.
I hate that bitch.
I would be like, hey, what's up? And then I goes, yeah, I'm totally cool with it, but I hate that bitch.
Yeah, you know.
I have a story.
Yeah, tell me.
Let's do it.
This is the last story we'll tell on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Before I met you, Kalilah.
Yeah.
I was rolling up at the Comedy Store on a Monday night, and I parked my car, and there was a girl just wandering around the parking lot. She comes up to me. She's very cute. And she goes, hi, I think you're so funny.
Oh, yep. I know who she is.
Yeah. And I go, oh, yeah? Everybody. She goes.
She's fucked everybody?
Let me finish the story. She goes, yeah, I think you're really funny. I think you're so talented. I can't believe I'm meeting you. I go, oh, cool. She's like, I live in Bakersfield. I drove down here. I don't want to go drive back. Can I just stay at your house?
What?
I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
This is a gift. Yeah.
This is the Lord at work.
Oh, is she super hot?
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, okay. Big boobs.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So she comes to my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And we make love. Mm-hmm. I don't even know her name.
Love.
But, you know, it's like lottery. No, nothing.
Shout out to the B cam.
Yeah, yeah. And so she stays at my house for a week. Like, she doesn't have a job or anything. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night, I'm at a restaurant. I can't tell you who the names, but a comedian calls me and says, yo, that girl you're with, don't bring her to the Comedy Store. I'm with my girlfriend. I go, yeah, but why can't I bring her? Oh, we've all had her.
Mm.
And he listed 20 names.
Oh my God.
Of comics I know that has been with her.
That's different though. She's a thought.
Yeah, that's just a thought. She's a thought.
What these are new words.
I saw his face when you said thought.
Wait.
T-H-O-T.
No, shut the fuck up.
T-H-O-T.
I'm learning so much right now.
You don't
so
know.
What's the first one?
It's also 2 years old.
What's the first one?
Cop. Which is about
cop.
15 years old.
Cop, yeah, right? And weird. She's a
thought.
She's a thought.
They all tend to rhyme.
What does that mean?
It's that hoe over there. Right?
Like, she's a thought.
Mm-hmm. You could type that in
whoever came up with that. That's a genius one. Thought.
But like, it's not like all
is
the
legit still a word?
Yeah, legit still a word.
What about tubular?
No, what about pound? Is pound still a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She's a thought.
She's a thottie. All the comedians had like great relationships that were very long, and they went to Joshua Tree together.
Yeah.
That would be different, but they probably just like smashed, and that was it.
What's smash?
You know, smash.
No,
come
no,
on.
What is smash?
No. You know, smash.
Is that fucking?
That's fucking.
Smashing.
That's definitely fucking.
Hey, babe, I'm gonna smash your fucking vagina in Hawaii when we go next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
pound,
hot.
Pound, smash, smash.
So yeah, X is completely. Stay off of that.
They're off.
Yeah. I agree. What do you think, Bobby? Would you date somebody that, okay, let's say a friend of mine, like a distant friend of mine, would you date her if anything happened between you and I?
No.
Why not? A distant friend.
Because this is the longest girlfriend I've ever had.
Oh, that's good. She's a great girlfriend.
What?
She's a great girlfriend. She's the best. She puts up with your shit.
And I love her the most.
Yeah.
Out of anyone I've ever met.
Yeah.
So I don't think that I could, because I think the only way this is going to end is if she leaves.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So when she leaves me, I wouldn't be able to, like, I don't want anything to remind me of her. And so, no, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. So yeah, guy from Sweden. I think you should have a talk with your friend and say, hey, dude, I'm not okay with you dating a girl.
You don't appreciate what I just
said.
Yeah,
that was really sweet.
This bitch right here does.
Were those the lyrics of My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah. Maybe you're a thought.
Bobby, dap it. Dap it. Dap it.
Sneeze. No, sneeze. You got to put it. Yeah. There you go.
That hurts so bad.
Bobby, can you dab for my thing, please?
Yeah, I'll dap.
Right now, guys, we're doing a live dab.
Is it a video?
Yeah, Bobby, show me how you dab.
Achoo.
Oh, that was pretty fucking lit.
Is it good?
That was lit.
Is it good?
Achoo. That was lit.
Who made up that?
Dab?
Yeah.
It was like a dance craze move. That's all it is.
Well, it's confusing because dabs came out around the same
D-A-B.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
What's like that one?
That's with the oils that you smoke.
I thought it was the same spelling, right?
Yeah, I thought it was the same spelling.
I thought dab
too.
And dab is the same thing. It's not synonymous, but it's the same. What do you call it when they're spelled the same, but they're not?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
What about the thing they do where they jiggle their butt?
What's that called?
That's twerking.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's so
That's real.
You ever seen Sarah Dabunja?
Oh, no. Sarah Dabunja.
Yeah. What is that?
That's hot.
I'll show you the video.
All right, show me. All right, give Awkwafina a round of applause, everybody.
Want to shout out any tour dates, anything you want to promote?
Oh, I have nothing going on for the next couple of months. So,
No singles dropping?
Yeah, no, I might, you know.
Are you living here now or no?
No, I'm visiting. Mm. Yeah.
You're never going to live here?
I don't. I might have a project that's going to be in New York, so I can't leave yet.
But will you live here? If you live here, we can hang out more then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be really nice.
I want to hang out with you too.
I enjoy you.
Because I found you first before Bobby.
Thank you.
Fuck Bobby.
What does that even mean?
We're friends on Instagram.
Yeah,
we've been friends on Instagram
friends.
For a while.
I know. I was like worried about you when you were in the hospital.
That's so cute.
I didn't even know who you were.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
What does coke mean again?
Cock.
Anyway, thank
Thanks, guys. You can follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly, or email us any questions at TheTigerBelly at gmail.com.
As a CIA.
Bye, guys.
Is that a metaphor?
Yeah, you like that music.